Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The latest census of agriculture is out. In our region, the data show tiny Delaware edges out California in how much money is made per acre of farming. To find out how that's possible and to talk about farming trends in the first state, I contacted the University of Delaware's Dean of College of Agriculture, Mark Rieger. We met outdoors on university farmland in Newark. The census says on average farmers in Delaware sell about $2,500 worth of agricultural product per acre, and that edges out California. Mm-hmm. Besides Delaware having bragging rights, what does that figure really indicate?
Well, it indicates the intensity of or the preponderance of animal agriculture, chicken. Chicken is fairly lucrative. Well, as far as the gross proceeds that come per acre, you can put a few houses up on very few acres and grow a lot of chickens. The average farmer will grow four or five flocks a year in a given house. You know, compared to rice or cotton or these other things where you need thousands of acres, you know, to grow anything of substance as far as economics. Chickens, you can grow a lot of them in a fairly small space.
Delaware has led the way in poultry industries, I guess, since the 40s. According to the new census, Sussex County is the number one broiler chicken producing county in the nation. What is the connection to poultry?
There was a woman in the 1920s who wanted to replace some of the chicks in her backyard flock, and she ordered 50. 500 came. And she, instead of getting rid of the 500, she decided to feed them and grow them out. And lo and behold, she sold them later for like a dollar a piece. And so that was huge. And everybody else said, hey, I'm going to get in on that deal. And within a few years, there were over 1 million birds being grown in Sussex County.
The census was conducted in 2012. It was a drought year. But Delaware did pretty well that year, producing 20% more product per acre than the previous census showed. How do you think they did so well without the help of rainfall?
Yeah, well, on grain crops, for sure, it would be irrigation. I think 30 or 40% of our acres are irrigated now. And actually, that dry year, that was the year I moved here, actually. It was bone dry in the middle of the summer. But a lot of growers that had bought irrigation were getting yields of 200, 250 bushels an acre on corn, for example. People that weren't irrigating were getting 50 and 100. Irrigation, and this is going to be true with climate change and on into the future, that's going to be a tool that only becomes more important in the future.
New data is showing a few more women are farming in Delaware than in other years, and the average age of your local farmers is about 58 years old.
Yep.
What else do we know about the farmers around us in Delaware?
Well, that's probably the most prominent thing. You see folks, again, 350 years of history of farming here, so you're seeing third, fourth, fifth generation people, sometimes even more. The farmers are working longer in their careers in running a farm before they hand it off. Sometimes sons and daughters don't want to do what mom and dad did. And so that causes mom and dad to have to run the operation a little bit longer.
Well, the census is showing a national trend toward fewer people being involved in farming. What is Delaware doing about grooming the next generation of farmers?
Well, yeah, our extension service does a lot of that. Cooperative Extension is that outreach arm of the University of Delaware where we go out and try to provide educational programming. And so, for example, we can get grants from the USDA under the new Farmer and Rancher program. And that's what it's designed to do. So the USDA sets aside some of its money and says, here you go. Put out educational programming for young people to get into this, okay? And so some people are turning to that. I think, you know, people are a little bit more conscious of where their food comes from these days, and you see a lot of young kids wanting to get into organics and niche crops and CSAs, which are community-supported agriculture, subscription farming type stuff. And so there's a upsurge of young folks trying to get into it. It is difficult.
Of course, farmers are more than tillers of soil. They're running pretty efficient enterprises. What is shaping perhaps the future of Delaware farming to keep it active and profitable?
Oh, a number of things. I would point to something we call precision agriculture or the technology. I mean, you've probably got a cell phone in your pocket and an iPad somewhere. Well, the farmers do too. Basically, they have tractors that drive themselves now with GPS units. I mean, they go across the field, the GPS is reading the satellites, and within a couple of inches, they're keeping a perfectly straight row down the field and seeding, you know, efficiently. The tractors are also equipped with equipment that can map the field. And so as they're driving across in the fall and harvesting the crop, they're actually measuring how much yield is coming off of every little chunk of land as they go. Then they can create that map, go back and look at it and say, oh, here's a bad spot. Here's a spot where we're not doing so good. Let's maybe till more or a little more fertilizer something next year. And here's a spot we don't need to worry about. This one's doing really good. Maybe we actually cut back the fertilizer over there. And so we're actually being able to manage on a very, very, that's why they call it precision agriculture. It's a very precise look. In the old days, you plowed up the 100 acres and every one of those 100 acres got the same thing. And that's not what we're doing today.